Hello and welcome to Missouri Capital Chat. My name is Ross Lean and I'm here today with a special episode. Our state and our nation are facing a public health issue that is affecting everyday lives of people across the state and across the country. This is going to continue to affect all of Missouri, including our business community, and we wanted to make sure that our members, as well as all businesses and all Missourians, have the most up-to-date information and are aware of all the resources that are available. With that said, I'd like to turn it over to a clip of Dr. Randall Williams, the director of Missouri's Department of Health, to tell you the latest information on the coronavirus here in Missouri.
We're well prepared here in Missouri for come what may. We've been meeting every day for 7 weeks since January 27th with the governor's office. We have excellent health care facilities here in Missouri. The governor is a former small business owner. I'm a former small business owner. So we are incredibly sensitive to the impact this is having on both small and large business. I would tell you the thing that's different about COVID-19, that's unprecedented, as a matter of fact, in my lifetime, is before when we've had flu, like we had H1N1 pandemic back in 2009, you could have the flu, have a temperature of 105, feel better the next day, go to work, and nobody ever ask anything. For the first time in my lifetime, we are actually instituting the oldest public health measures we have, which is isolation and quarantine, because we don't have antivirals and we don't have vaccines. So the fact that we are now asking people to go home if they have the disease, which we've never done with the flu, and furthermore, if you've had contact with one of those people, to go home for 14 days regardless, has been incredibly disruptive, and we know that. And we're very sensitive to that disruption. So very quickly, what we're gonna do going forward, we've been ahead of this in Missouri, as the governor said today, we're probably as well prepared for this as any state in the country. We will have enough testing in Missouri by April 1st that anybody in Missouri with a fever and a cough, which are the sine qua non of this disease, will be tested. And if they test positive, we will isolate them. And that is going to prevent the spread of the disease. We will also very much encourage hand washing, social distancing, those type of things.
Before I share a few more clips with you, I wanted to note that the legislature is also taking steps to ensure that Missouri has all the resources available to fight this public health crisis. The House Budget Committee worked most of the day yesterday on Sunday and into the morning on Monday to finish up the budget so that it could be voted on and passed out of the House this week. Included in the budget was about $20 million in federal funds that can be used in the fight against coronavirus that became available once Governor Parson declared a state of emergency last week. Budget Chairman Cody Smith said that the money is expected to go to local health departments and to pay for testing and laboratory services, as well as additional protective gear for healthcare providers. In addition to the governor declaring a state of emergency, the Senate is taking this week off and the House is only working on the budget, leading into an already scheduled spring break next week. And talks are ongoing about how and if we should proceed with the rest of this session. We don't know a lot right now, but we'll continue to keep you updated as we learn more. It's also important to talk about what the business community can do during this time. There are resources available for businesses that are affected by the coronavirus, and we spoke to Rob Dixon, the Director of Economic Development, about what his department is doing to help businesses across the state. Here's a clip from Rob.
The greatest economic impact that we have seen and probably will see is going to be the result of, frankly, just Americans hunkering down as a result of this. And so we've all seen it over the last few days as events have been canceled and things like that, and event size are limited, that it's having an effect on the service economy, and it certainly will. Some people can work from home, but not everybody, especially those in retail and leisure and hospitality. They've got to be on site to do their job, and that's going to have an effect on it. And I know everybody has been watching the volatility in the stock market. But the bottom line is that it looks like we're in for a little bit of a rough period here in the economy, but I'd say there is some silver lining ahead. For those of you that were in these positions in chamber work and economic development work, those of us that have been doing this work in any way, this is not 2008. This is not the same sort of economic issue. The economy is not broken like it was back then. It looks fundamentally sound. The economy looks strong other than COVID. Other than COVID, our economy truly is strong and is fundamentally there. So as the outbreak does recede, hopefully that would lead to a relatively mild downturn and then hopefully short-lived and certainly would rebound from there. I did want to call one particular program to everyone's attention because I think this is going to be an important element, especially for your small businesses and your communities. If you haven't seen it yet, The Small Business Administration just put together a loan program, emergency disaster loan program for small businesses and nonprofits, mainly those that don't have a traditional lender, that can't get finance from other sources if things start to turn for them. But in a nutshell, very low interest rate loans, up to $2 million for 30-year terms. Hopefully enough to float those small businesses and nonprofits that otherwise might not have anywhere else to turn. We as a state will be putting out some more information on how to access those resources in Missouri very soon, but you can go to SBA's website now and find that program to get some basic details.
We also spoke to Director Anna Hugh at the Department of Labor and Industrial Relations regarding employment policies that could be changing and how they may affect Missouri businesses.
We are in a very good position to be able to handle claims and services to the public 24/7 now. We do have regional claim centers and staff available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and those folks are standing ready and available to assist employers in making some of these big decisions before they actually trigger the decisions. They have a conversation with us to talk through what your options might be before you actually trigger decisions. Again, these are going to be very localized decisions. They're going to be specific to the actual employer and the workforce population that you have, but we do have resources available to you. We have just updated our website to provide FAQs related to unemployment insurance, workers' comp, as well as workplace discrimination issues for guidance.
Here at the Chamber, we're doing everything we can to keep our members up to date on the latest information and all the resources that are available. You can find all this information and more at our website, mochamber.com/coronavirus. Before we go, I'd like to thank our sponsor, GovWatch, Missouri's unbiased, real-time legislative intelligence service. Learn more at govwatch.net. This has been a special edition of Missouri Capital Chat. Thanks for listening.